you are a mathematician yourself. You think that you have, for each one model, you have a separate mathematics. When you have the mathematics in optimization.
Mm-hmm.
If you have I can take example, we developed here a model by Backlund, that was one of the students, how to plan the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a network, you see, the network. He has the city plan.
Mm-hmm.
So this city plan will be read in the computer, you see,
uh-huh.
coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put the loads at these points mm-hmm. where you have the load.
Right.
And then he put the points where when the state architect said you can build a station
mm-hmm.
here. And then when he had these coordinates, you see, he energized the system. And this is why that he from in each one, let us say you have 20 such points.
Mm-hmm.
At each point he put one station.
Mm-hmm.
So at each point he put a station. Yeah, a transformer
mm-hmm.
station.
Right.
And energize this.
Uh-huh.
In this way that he were drawing in the streets cables to the points where you have the loads.
Mm-hmm.
In this way he's growing as all the demand points are satisfied and all the stations are placed there.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started to take away one station after the other, extend the network.
Mm-hmm.
Extending the network, putting new cables, and all the time he's calculating electrically the system,
mm-hmm.
what the currents are, what the losses are, and what the voltage drips are,
mm-hmm.
and so on, you see. And when he's calculating the network costs, loss costs and network costs and station costs together, until the costs start to costs are going down, but then the costs start to grow. You
mm-hmm.
see, then he's getting the point where
the optimal
point. Mm-hmm. But this is not very popular anymore. This is a linear model. You see,
and uh-huh.
In Latvia they have developed a dynamic model. You perhaps dynamic optimization model. Bellman has
mm-hmm.
developed, you see. They compare, you see, different. Say, if I do this, what is happening? He's going ahead, you see, the whole system, so that there is a completely other model.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they are taking again a one dynamic point, which gives you the minimum costs. But now, what your Americans are doing, they are not looking to one point, but they are saying, I have to look to whole system. And how to look to whole system? That is, I use for whole system some criteria, which is typical for a system. And what is this criteria? This criteria is reliability. You need reliability for the whole system,
mm-hmm.
and these are doing quite a different way. You see, you are calculating. You have to calculate reliability to all the points and all things like that. You see, then a couple of new models are coming in and calculating reliability. You get perhaps a construction which is better because.
Mm-hmm.
Each one outage costs money, you see,
mm-hmm.
and then you
yeah.
introduce the cost for the outage, you see,
mm-hmm.
but the outage for the whole system is never out, you see. Out is a part of the system, but you calculate this and find out what is. It means that you are taking in your decision a part, perhaps half a system or. The cost from the half system, not from one point, you see, what was the first time, you
mm-hmm.
see, when you had this linear program.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. And this is in distribution in volt. You have the same problem in for example, you have dynamics, system dynamics. The system start to oscillate, you
right.
see. And this is it your area?
No,
that's not your area. But this is an area where, which is quite a lot considered here, you see.
Yeah, well, system stability.
System stability, and the stability could be different stability. Stabilities could be the in load stability, when you have the load unstable.
Mm-hmm.
But stability could be also the voltage.
Yeah.
The voltage
yeah.
is unstable. So, and this is more, has been system stability and optimization is the area what this institute is working with, you see.